Last week, we saw New Hampshire polls that found South Carolina Senator Tim Scott moving into either third place on the GOP ballot test question or a tie for that same position. Now we see new data showing similar upward mobility. YouGov America, polling for the University of Massachusetts, finds former President Donald Trump again leading among national Republicans with a 56% preference figure, while Florida Governor Ron DeSantis trails with 26% support. Senator Scott, though posting only 4%, moves past the other second-tier candidates for third place. The general election pairings also show him highly competitive with President Biden. While Mr. Biden leads former President Trump 43-40% in the national popular vote question and posts a 41-37 margin against Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Scott falls within that same realm. Despite not being well-known nationally, he actually polls the best against the president, trailing only 37-35%. The new Epic MRA Michigan poll tested the impending open Wolverine State U.S. Senate race. Pitted Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, the early favorite for the Democratic nomination, and retired Detroit Police Chief James Craig, potentially the most well-known Republican. The ballot test revealed a tighter contest than expected, with Ms. Slotkin holding only a 40-39% edge over retired Chief Craig. The figures contain 8% in the, quote, lean, unquote, category for the two candidates. The Michigan race will likely move closer to the Democratic column as the year-long campaign evolves. Both Representative Slotkin and Mr. Craig are largely unknown to the majority of the respondent universe, indicating that each will have to spend money to increase name identification. The seat is open because four-term Democratic incumbent Debbie Stabenow is retiring. Public policy polling, surveying for California State Senator David Minn to help position him for the open congressional race, released their data results. The initial ballot test surprisingly favored Republican former state assemblyman Scott Baugh by a 39-37% margin. Four California House members hold districts that historically favor the Democrats. The race in Orange County District 47 is one that has a high Asian and Hispanic population and sits within the realm of the four Democratic-leaning districts that a Republican now represents. Improving the GOP candidate's standing within the Asian and Hispanic communities are a must, not only for winning this Southern California seat, but as a microcosm for similar districts throughout the country. During a local radio interview, four-term Republican New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu said, quote, "I don't think I'm going to run again," unquote, but indicated he would make a firm decision this summer. Governor Sununu is only the second four-term governor in Granite State history, and no one has served five. New Hampshire, along with neighboring Vermont, are the only two places that have two-year gubernatorial terms. In an open situation, the New Hampshire State House would be a prime Democratic conversion target. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.